1200.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, October the 4th, 2018. I hope all is well. Paul Strelo is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. We'll get his thoughts on Clemson football recruiting. We will talk about the Yankees game last night. Yankees winning 7-2. We'll talk about the Braves and Dodgers tonight for your Braves fans. 8:37. Rockies and Brewers, 5:07. Braves on Major League Baseball Network, Rockies on Fox Sports 1. Give you some news and notes coming up before this weekend in college football. Give you some news about the UGA dismissing the baseball player that we talked about yesterday and the Justin Fields stuff. I have some thoughts about the highest paid coaches and things on these lines, and then who's likely out again for Clemson this weekend against Wake Forest. A lot of things to get to. But first and foremost, and the thing that's mostly on our minds right now here in the upstate here at Clemson and here among, I think, a lot of our listening base is the shock that was passed along to us last night that former Easley High School and former Clemson running back C.J. Fuller passed away last night at the age of 22. Our condolences, our deepest sincere condolences to the family, to the friends, all those that knew him from Easley here at Clemson. Couldn't imagine the pain at the family. I mean, parents don't bury kids or shouldn't have to bury kids. And so 22 was too young, and I couldn't imagine their pain that they're going through today. There is an autopsy, and so will the cause of death is going to take about 6 to 8 days to get the results. There's thoughts about that he was in physical therapy and was rehabbing a surgery and maybe some blood clots and things on those lines. But we'll find out all that at a much less important date and time later on. Right now, just our deepest, sincerest thoughts to the family. Dabo Swinney spoke on this last night. He said, "Our thoughts, prayers, and deepest sympathies are with CJ's family. I've known CJ a long time and watched him grow up through the Easley Rec Leagues and all the way through Easley High School. I'm proud of what he accomplished as a Clemson Tiger. Most of all, his accomplishments of being a Clemson graduate. Our deepest condolences and the thoughts of our program are with his family this evening. May he rest in peace." Fuller, who played 43 games at Clemson from 1915 to 1917, had 147 carries, 599 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, 18 catches, 155 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. Played on 3 consecutive ACC championships and a college football playoff berth during that time. I called several of his games in high school when he was when we did the TV back when the Fred Cunningham days there, and saw him, you know, not at youth leagues like that, but saw him grow up, and we'll remember that for a long time. But again, just I couldn't imagine families of a 22-year-old having to what the pain that they're going through, and the shock, and then the finality of all that. So I hope peace can be found, and I hope he is resting in peace today. Our other thoughts yesterday to those that are affected by the tragedy over in Florence with the police officers being shot, and what all is going on over there. Just couldn't imagine what's going on there as well. And you know what I think about police officers here on the show. I mentioned that many times. So hard day last night, and all that happened within about 3 hours of each other, or the news I got it within about 3 hours of each other, and that was just like hit you in the face. And watched the Yankees game with one eye on the Yankees game last night, and then one eye on Twitter with updates of what went on in Florence and updates from CJ Fuller's passing, and just reality hit you in the face. And if anything, I can say this: we're going to go on and do a show today, obviously, but just makes you appreciate every day. I saw a tweet from a former Clemson football player, maybe Ryan Carter, that talked about, man, just thank you for allowing me to get up today. And something else hit me today. I got up early this morning, a little before 5 o'clock, and I was just going through Twitter to see, you know, anything, any news or anything like this. And Greg Dortch, wide receiver at Wake Forest, sent a very nice tweet about rest in peace, you know, CJ Fuller. And, you know, I think the world of Greg Dortch anyway is a player. But for that young man to put that out there, you know, it really puts football in perspective and a game in perspective. When a guy that we're going to go up there and Hope drops every ball and Hope doesn't do anything and gets tackled as hard as he can, all that. And he thought of that yesterday. So I don't know why that hit me so hard this morning, of just a lot of respect for that young man at a time, taking time out of his day to wish that to us here down here in Clemson. Anyway, again, just condolences. Couldn't imagine having a hope. Hopefully, most of us will never have to bury a child at the age of 22, at least. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy, how you doing over there?
Not too bad, man. How are you?
I hate to bring you in on that note, I tell you another prevailing thought I had this morning. I woke up, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock this morning. And then I woke up again about 4:40 or 4:50, something like that. And just appreciating life, man, and just how precious. You know, we spend so much of our time polarizing and arguing and trying to prove we're right about stuff. And it's trivial, trivial stuff. Meredith and I had a fight the other day about something that's so stupid. And it just makes me just go back. And it's sad that it takes us to realize this. And it doesn't always take this to realize it, just how precious life is, man. How short it is. And how every single day, how precious life can be, huh?
Sure. Absolutely.
Besides, I mean, I hated to bring you in on that note. That's not very fair to you. But hope you're doing well over there.
I'm doing fine.
Did someone catch you green-handed over there?
Yeah, you like
that? I see your shirt. You got caught green-handed?
I got my solid green on today.
When did you get caught green-handed?
I got green-handed this weekend at the Clemson game. But I've had this shirt.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a friend of the environment.
Okay. That's good to do. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Hanging in there with the rest of Clemson Nation, of course. Tough news last night.
Yeah.
It's as you said, it's a shame. It's 22 years old, and
man,
it makes you take stock of what's important in your own life, as these things often do. And you know, you reach out to people that you love around you last night, and you give them either, if you can, an extra hug, an extra squeeze.
Yeah.
Or you let them know. Let them know how much they mean to you. And I encourage each and every one of you to do that this morning if you haven't already. You never know what day is going to be your last. If you're up and you've awoke this morning and you're joining us, we appreciate it. We appreciate you coming, and we'd love to talk a little bit of sports for 3 hours this morning.
You know, I'm reminded, very long-time listener to the show, had a tragedy in his family, and was going through a really, really hard time. And he called the show one day, and I talked about how trivial sports and the show is, and what we do in this industry is. And he's like, "No, man, you don't understand how important it is. It gets our mind off of what we really were worried about."
Sure.
And so I get that. We'll do that. But I'm amazed sometimes that we learn. Well, most people are younger than me. But I'm amazing when we can learn from people younger than me. And last night at 9:35, but I didn't see it till this morning, Ryan Carter, former Clemson cornerback, says, sometimes I have to take time to remind myself that nothing in life is guaranteed and be thankful for every day just to wake up. And after I read that, I was like, man, you know, just thanks for today. And, you know, hopefully make the most of today.
Sure.
Anyway, just awful, awful sad news. Age of 22. I got a text just now from someone who said that my son, this is Sam and Anderson, said my son is 22. So it really puts some perspective for him. No reason to any parents should have to do what their family's doing. Goodness gracious, man. With that said, how's the rest of life over there for you? Everything's good after last night, huh?
Listen, you know what? As you had just alluded to, sports is kind of a way to get away. So I sat down and I put the Yankees game on. And I watched that puppy from first pitch. Well, not first pitch because TBS. But I watched it to the last one. I watched it until almost midnight last night. So it was a lot of fun to watch that. Yankees, of course, get a 7-2 victory up in the Bronx last night. Place was wild. Did you get to watch any of the game?
Yeah, the place was rocking.
The place was bananas last night.
Yeah, and you could tell from the national anthem on. Like, it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when it gets to be that way. My friend Roy Welsh, who's already texted in this morning, who lives in the Bronx, sent us pictures like early in the morning, early afternoon. So, man, like, the Bronx is alive, brother. Like, this is...
Did you go to the game last night?
I know he went down to 161st Street, mm-hmm. River Avenue. But I don't know if he got in the game or not. But he was down there in some taverns cheering the boys on last night. But it was electric. And Severino got that off to a great start with 7 Ks in 4 innings. And that was when you stand up on the third strike, going about the old Ron Guidry days, losing and lighting, stand up on 2 strikes, I should say. That was great. Then Judge kind of takes a lot of pressure. You know, there's a lot of pressure on the Yankees last night. That home run took a lot of pressure off of that.
Sure.
2-0 lead all the way through the sixth. And to give Oakland credit, they came back a bunch there. And then they get put 4 in the sixth. It was Stanton with a home run. You know, the
Stanton's was the last run to be scored.
In the eighth. Yep. Fourth spot in the sixth with your guy, Voit.
Did you watch that at bat?
That
at bat was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was.
You have this closer come in. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. The guy has a 0.75 ERA on the year for the A's. He comes in. He came in quickly. I don't know if he was all the way warmed up, to be honest with you, because Fernando Rodney, I believe it was.
Yeah, Fernando Rodney.
Was struggling for the Athletics.
Yeah.
They bring in this closer in the sixth inning, and the guy gives up 3 more runs, and it just got away from him. Luke Voit takes him to a double-digit pitch count, and then finally puts one off the top of the right field wall. And on the big old boy, old country boy, old barrel-chested, can't-close-his-jersey boy, has a triple. His face is red as a beet, can't breathe over there on third base. And it has the ugliest slide into home plate on the sack fly a couple pitches later. But he did it. He did it. He was a lot of fun last night.
No doubt.
A lot of fun.
Hey, the formula, though, starting pitching, getting you to the fifth, the bullpen coming in and shutting things down, and McCutchen getting on base, Judge and Stanton home runs, getting a little bit out of Voit, getting some good defense, and Andujar made couple bad throws in there, but a couple great plays, and Walker making a couple of great plays in there, and Didi getting on base, and you know, all that. The formula is what we think is going to happen, or what we love happening with the Yankees. And how about the chant last night late in the ball game?
We want Boston.
My good friend Kevin Selman, big Boston fan, said, "Be careful what you wish for." But I'll tell you this: no, we really do. With Chris Sale's velocity right now, with David Price's history in Yankee Stadium. I'll be honest with you. I want Boston.
That formula was, that's what works for the wild card game, right?
Yeah.
You have a starter like Severino go for, he had a no-hitter through 4 innings.
Yeah.
And that's why they put him back out there in the fifth, but I don't think he was expecting to go back out in the fifth, to be honest with you. You need a little more depth out of your starters in the ALDS and ALCS and World Series, those kind of situations, just because of the back-to-back days that you're playing, and you can't have your bullpen going from the fourth inning on every single night. That's just not realistic. You're going to burn out everybody in the back end there. So you need a little bit more depth from the start. But last night for the wild card game, it was perfect.
Yeah, but
you just flexed your muscle about how many studs you have in the bullpen that can come at any point in time.
If you can get through the fifth, and let Betances do the sixth, Robertson do the seventh, Britton do the eighth, and Chapman do the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
You can win a bunch of pro season baseball games like that.
Hey.
Just give me 15 outs with a starter, keep us in this thing, and then let's let the bullpen do its work.
Dellin Betances came on with two runners on and nobody out last night. And I went, oh boy. Aaron Boone, you idiot.
No.
You moron.
No.
I can't believe you put this guy in right now. And Dellin Betances ends up going for two innings and looks like a stud again. And I could not be more excited.
How about that?
Oh, that's fun.
A lot of fun. And it sets it up. We'll talk about that. That's just coming up again. You got two today. You got Rockies and Brewers at 507 Fox Sports 1. Braves fan. He had a great magical season. It can continue tonight. It does continue tonight. 837 Major League Baseball Network. The
Dodgers. Notes. They get the Dodgers, don't they?
Yeah. Out in L.A. Should be a lot of fun. What's on tap for segment two today?
I was hoping we could actually talk about the Wake Forest team up here in this game this weekend.
Let's do it. Looking forward to it.
Maybe turn our attention to that.
Yeah, let's I look forward to it. Let's certainly do that for sure. Hey, my friends at Crute LED, crute-led.com, let them take care of you. If you're a business owner, and you want better lights for your employees and your customers. If you want the power bill to be lower. If you want upfront rebates. If you want lasting or longer lasting lights around your business. And if you're a Duke Power Energy customer, they can do all these things for you. Let Crute LED take care of you. Located off of exit 19B. Their number is 401-8506, 401-8506. When Dr. Ish Patel first came by here, actually a pretty good length of time now ago, and told us about Crute LED and what they do and how they do it. First of all, had to find out what Crute was. That's his son's name, Crute. But we're just finding out more about what they do and how they do it. And then I learned more about how more environmentally friendly and how much longer it lasts, five-year warranties and all these UL certified, DLC or ES certified. And I actually learned all that stuff meant. And what really makes your commercial business so much better, more efficient because of your, like I said, lower power bills. To find out more about LED lights for your customers, for your employees, it's crute-led.com, sales@crute-led.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5, featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week number 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome, Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Join Out of Bounds with Quok and Kelly this Tuesday from 12 to 3 at Subway, 407 Sheep Farm Road across from Home Depot in Seneca. Not only will you get a great lunch value at Subway, but you can show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tatas wristband. And who knows, there might even be a celebrity guest sandwich artisan there as well. Come out for a great cause and join Quok and Kelly live Tuesday, October 9th at Subway in Seneca.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends, Engineer Sleep want to make your bed for you, not come in and fluff your pillow. What they want to do is actually produce your bed for you. I went in and I watched them, how they're cut and glued and sewed and taped and how the springs go in there and all the other stuff goes in there. It really is cool to see. You can come in and watch them make your specific bed. And then you can take it home with you that day. It's not sitting around collecting dust in a warehouse, not having some middleman double the price in the thing. And you actually get a bed that's custom made for you. Now, you know, sometimes we have like buyer's remorse, post-purchase mortem kind of a thing that sets in. Oh, I made a bad mistake. I shouldn't have done this. This is not as good as I thought it was. I'm having regrets about it. Well, you get this thing home and you go, you know, this is not as firm as I thought it was going to be, not as soft as I thought it was going to be. It's really not, I'm not sleeping as good. They'll come to your house, they'll adjust it, and they'll make sure that you're happy before they leave. Off of Congaree Road over in Greenville, get a custom design, any shape, any size, any firmness. Let them make you yours like they did for me and sleep great every night as a result. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Pyler. I want to talk a little bit about this upcoming game this weekend with Wake Forest. Of course, the Tigers go up to Winston-Salem to take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, the 3-2 Demon Deacons, led by Greg Dortch, as you mentioned in your first segment there, with 555 receiving yards on the season. He's got 45 receptions and 5 touchdowns so far this year. Wade Kearney is their running back in the backfield, number 36, 428 yards on the ground right now with 4 touchdowns on 79 carries. And, of course, Sam Hartman is their leading passer at the moment with 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns through the air. We talked about just briefly yesterday that they go fast on offense. They have 200. They average 243 yards through the air a game and 244 on the ground. A very balanced offense by the numbers. Points for, they're tied for 29th in the country for 38 a game. And points against, tied for 95th in the country at 31 a game. Probably a little bit of the reason they fired their defensive coordinator earlier this season. Mickey Plyler, what do the Tigers need to expect when facing the Wake Forest offense this weekend?
I'm glad you put it that way. This is going to be one of those really interesting games in that there's something to watch on like both sides of the ball. You know, like when give another game this weekend. Louisville and Georgia Tech. To be honest with you, when Louisville has the ball, that's not all that fun to watch against Georgia Tech's defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no major storylines. When Georgia Tech has the ball against Louisville's defense, you'll say, you know, the triple option offense and how can they do it. But on this one, there's storylines on both when both teams have the ball. And both offenses, I think Clemson's defense is better than Wake Forest's offense. But Wake Forest, Zach, they run as many or more plays than anybody in the country.
Sure.
They average between 87 and 88 plays a game. I'm looking at the Boston College game. Now, they lost this in 41-34, okay? But in this game, they ran 105 plays. They ran it 60 times for 298 yards. They threw it 45 times for 214 yards. They go, you know how some teams that go fast, like Syracuse goes fast, but then every other play, every third play, whatever, they slow down, look over the sidelines and get the next play and slow down and kind of evaluate where they are. Control the tempo. Fast, 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 slow, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. Wake Forest is fast, 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 fast. Matter of fact, I don't even, we talked to Stan Cotton yesterday, play-by-play voice, and he says like his color analyst just takes the day off, like when they're on offense, he's in there getting food, you know? So what really makes that, I think, even more amazing is Hartman, their quarterback, this kid's a true freshman.
Sure.
And he comes in, and to be honest with you, man, he's done a really good job so far. They have three running backs. They're going to throw it. I'm sorry, they're going to run it more than they throw it. Stan Cotton talked about it yesterday. They have to be really balanced. Greg Dortch is as good a wide receiver as there is in the ACC. They'll do little things with the tight end. They don't run a whole, you know, they used to run that orbit motion kind of game. They don't run a lot of that because they just want to go fast. And it's going to put pressure on Clemson's defense to line up correctly. I read something yesterday that was pretty interesting. And it was Dave Clawson talking about, Dave Clawson talking about lining up correctly. He goes, we want a 95% alignment grade on our defense this weekend because we weren't lined up right. This is a couple weeks ago. So just simply lining up right against all the formations they're going to use and against the pace of it, that's going to be what to watch, I think. Also, how does the freshman quarterback handle Clemson's defensive front? I'll tell you this, Zach. Going up against that offense is a way that the pace of the offense is a way to neutralize talent. That's why you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of their pace, some of those big defensive linemen are going to get caught on the field unless you get off the field. You know, one way to counteract that is you go three and out, they're on the sidelines. But you know, you get some longer drives in there, and man, that can be make it difficult. You got some defensive linemen that are stuck on the field because they're not substituting. They're just going fast.
Now, what do you expect from the Clemson offense? You expect them to take advantage. Let's say Wake Forest does have a couple of those three and out series. Let's say they get off the field quickly because they can't move the ball against the Tigers' defense. That's going to take us whole on that Wake Forest defense themselves at some point. Does Clemson try to wear them out, or do they play their own game and not adapt through that and kind of impose their will?
No, I think they impose their will, but they do play their own game. If anything, I think Wake Forest's pace on offense kind of helps Clemson's offense just because there's going to be more opportunities. You know, we talked about that in like Vegas, like the more you bet, the better chance you're going to lose.
Sure.
To me, the faster they go, that means Clemson gets the ball back. And, I mean, let's not forget it was You know, Notre Dame put up a 56 burrito on them. Notre Dame had 566 yards against them. And Notre Dame ran for 241 and threw for 325 when Book came in, and Ian Book came in and got their offense going again. But so, yeah, you're going to see, I think Clemson's offense is lighted up this weekend with big plays and with long drives. And you're going to see Clemson have a bunch of opportunities on offense. They are not very good up front. They're not very good and at the second level that I know of in the secondary as well. They have issues at all three levels, I should say. Although not every player on defense, but they have issues at all three levels on defense. And thus, they weren't very well coached. Now, this past weekend against Rice, they with a new defensive coordinator, and Rice is not very good. I don't want to put that out, but they actually held Rice down to 370, which is a 100-and-something yards less than what they were normally giving up. So there will be a bunch of opportunities for Clemson to move the ball. I tell you what's going to happen in this game, Zach. Clemson's going to have to answer a few times, because they're going to give up some points. You're not going to face teams that run 90 plays with some good players. Dortch is going to make some plays.
Clemson gives up about 16 a game,
yeah,
which is less than half of what Wake Forest usually scores.
Yeah, they'll go, Wake Forest, I think, has scored 24 kind of points in there. Unfortunately for Wake, Clemson's going to score in the 40s or, like I said, even that 50-burger in there maybe.
Clemson's a 19-point favorite as of now going into the weekend.
That number's going up.
Yes, it is. And the over-under for this game is at 62 at the moment. So you're saying
over.
Over.
Oh, yeah.
Way over on that number. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be exciting to watch. 3:30 on ESPN.
Yeah. And you got all the action here. You working here this weekend?
Of course I'm working here this weekend.
Nice of you to work this weekend.
I'm here for the duration now.
Yeah, nice of you to come by and actually show up to work this weekend.
I'll see you after baseball season.
A couple of things, buddy. In case you didn't know it, I was hitting golf balls the other day on the driving range over the Walker course, and I love doing this time of year because I do it during Clemson's football practice during the week, and you get to hear the opposing team's fight song. And like last week, they did play the Budweiser song last week. They played Georgia Tech's. Wake Forest, I'm gonna tell you this. This is gonna make some people mad around here. Wake Forest has the best fight song in the ACC.
Really?
Uh huh. And it was blaring yesterday at practice when I was out there hitting balls.
I hate to hear that.
Hopefully, I don't hear a lot this weekend.
Hopefully not, but you got to be prepared, I guess.
Have you been to Wake Forest before?
No.
It's a tiny little place. Yeah. It's a nice place. I told you this is their second campus.
Yeah.
They were originally over near Raleigh, and they moved. But
Kirsten's from the area originally.
Yeah. It's nice up there.
Just haven't got. Yeah. All of our family moved down. Why we got to go up there?
Huh?
Said all of her family moved down here. Why we got to go up
there? Go up there this weekend to see the old game. Catch your ball game.
She's going up there this weekend.
Is she? Mm-hmm. To the game?
I think they're going to try to go to the game.
Really?
It's her grandmother's birthday.
Well, good, man. Good for her. Happy birthday. Many, many more. From here, it's about 3 hours.
Yep.
From Greenville, you're talking about 2 hours, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Well, it's a doable drive.
From Columbia, less than 3 hours. So if you're listening to us, I mean, obviously you're a Clemson fan of Charlotte. You're talking about an hour and a half, an hour or something. It's not bad at all. So, Tiger fans, get up there and...
How are tickets looking?
Easy, brother. Easy, greasy, lemon squeezy.
StubHub.
Yeah. Give us a StubHub update on that one. It shouldn't be bad at all. So, and last check, you might have a little bit of rain in the morning, but it won't be raining. I'll check during the game again just to see here, but I don't think it's going to be raining, after that. But all in all, man, should be a good weekend. I've been to Wake Forest. We started going... when I was a kid, to Winston-Salem. And so we've been up there a bunch. And it's a nice place. It's easy to get in, easy to get out. Parking's is not bad. And you'll like it. You'll really like it for those. If you've never gone to a away game, this is a good one to kind of ease your way into it. People are nice. It's good.
You can sit on Deacon Hill for $44 right now.
Yeah.
Or you can pay $1.90 more and have your own seat.
Yeah.
In section in, sideline 10, section in or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. It'd be great.
Not bad at all. AM showers Saturday morning, and then it gets out of there, and by the time the kickoff's going to be around mid-70s. So that's nice. You know, it's going to be hot the next 2 days here, 90 the next 2 days, but we get mid-70s up in Winston-Salem this weekend. So all in all, man, I'm looking forward to a really good trip. They're nice. Nice place. You get Krispy Kreme donuts up there. You get the fairs up there.
The Dixie Classic, baby.
Yeah. It's a good weekend, man. I'm going with a buddy of mine who hadn't seen in a while that we used to go on a bunch of road trips together. Meredith's got to go back to her hometown, so we're going up back the same day.
She's not going with you.
No, she's got to she's going to see some friends. She's going to actually babysit a little bit this weekend.
2 weeks in a row, no Meredith at football games.
I know. It's crazy. But now, I'll tell you this. It's a you go up and go back. You know, it could be expensive, but you don't have to have a hotel this time. So a little bit of gas, tickets for less than $50. Easy parking to be like $10.
Now you're ready to go.
Rip roaring ready to go. Love
get,
that trip.
Get a quick lunch and dinner on this trip, and you're all into it.
Yep, yep. My old business partner Bill King, who's I think's with Sirius Radio now, used to say that Sugar Bowl people would make fun of Auburn fans. Says because they'd pack peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and go down and back for the game of a Sugar Bowl game the same day and never spend any money down in New Orleans that way. But I'm just joking around about that. But no, man, it's nice. Nice trip. Looking forward to it. Get to see some good players. Look, Hartman's a good player, and Dortch is a really good player. And the running backs, they have three good running backs. And the scheme's good, man.
They don't scare me much.
No, no, no. You shouldn't be scared. I mean, you're 19-point favorites for a reason.
I ain't scared.
But guess what you're going to see this weekend? Travis Etienne. You get to see Xavier Thomas coming off the edge. I get to watch Christian Wilkins again, Dexter Lawrence again. I get to watch Austin Bryant and Cleveland Farrell.
You can watch Xavier Thomas if you can see him. You can catch
yeah, that's
him.
True. I get to watch Trayvon Mullen make a few plays back there.
They got Trayvon Wiles make a play. They got slow-mo on TV.
I get to watch T. Higgins and Justin Ross. Renfro. I get another chance to watch Hunter Renfro. Boy, how blessed am I to watch Amari Rodgers watch his offensive line?
Say the name.
Travis Etienne?
No.
Brendan Galloway? Braden Galloway?
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, man. Get to watch Trevor Lawrence this weekend.
Hoping for a full, complete game of health and prosperity from the young man this weekend.
Like to see a fourth quarter Chase Bryce coming in a little mop-up.
Chase Bryce, Clemson legend, Clemson
yeah.
hero.
Yeah. See, Dabo said he's got a girlfriend now. So it's all good for him.
Of course he does.
Text message ordinary says, Wake Forest is like Shania Twain, doesn't impress me much. It's fun, though, man. It's fun. They got a little beer garden up there for their in the corner of their end zones.
Wake's, the guy says, Wake has craft beer, food trucks, and hot donuts in the stadium. Best road trip.
I love it.
Dang, man, I got to go to Wake Forest.
I love it. I need the Krispy Kreme coffee donut now, though. I got to take care of that. All right, we'll take a short break. Come back. We'll open up phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. We'll tell you how to get in touch with us. Phone lines, texts, and tweets after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with LightStream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with LightStream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to LightStream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because
Welcome back, by the way. I'm having a conversation with my friend Roy Welsh, texting. He was in the Bronx last night, outside the stadium in a bar watching it. And I asked him, he said, I got a bunch of beer poured on me during the game about, you know, people celebrating. And I asked him about it. He always calls it, what does he call it? It's the boogie down. Mm-hmm. He was going to the boogie down last night. So good stuff there. The Yankees winning. And now sets up Boston, man. I'm looking forward to that. You know what? The energy in that building last night, you know Boston's going to answer. You know Fenway's going to be rocking now with this matchup. This is exactly what Major League Baseball needed.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Saw a bunch of empty seats out in L.A. for their wild card game. But you know what? It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it was out there. It'll be at 5:30. There'll be a late arriving crowd in L.A. tonight. Tickets $24. You can get them on StubHub for $24 now. What's interesting to me is you look at the ticket prices just on StubHub. $36 gets you in the Milwaukee, Colorado game right now. $24 in the Dodgers game. $43 in the Cleveland, Houston game. $58 in the Colorado, Milwaukee game. $52 with the Braves and Dodgers game too. $84 right now gets you in to the Red Sox Yankees game.
You're sitting upstairs for that one though.
And I got face value Clemson football higher than New York and Boston. Fenway Park's such a little bandbox. There's not a bad seat in the place.
There's a couple seats.
Yeah, there's bad seats when you're behind the poles.
If you're behind the poles.
Yeah, which I had one time.
And a lot of those seats are still the original seats.
Yeah.
So they're small little things. You're packed in there.
Yeah.
But no, it's if you get the opportunity, it's a nice little stadium.
All right, Paul Strelo, 805. Let's get phone calls, texts, and tweets here in this segment. Our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. And our Northern Communication phone line,
986-1566. No, we did that backwards.
What?
1566 is our text line, isn't it?
That's what I said, North Communication. Oh, no, I mean our Helto text line. RT from Seneca says, go Braves. You know what, man? I'm happy for you Braves fans. I have some resentment in my heart this morning, though.
Oh, no.
First of all, Brad and Ben and their little show that follows ours.
They took some shots yesterday.
They did. And talking about the Braves, let's be clear. The Braves won, what 10 games less than the Yankees this year. So let's don't pretend like, that. Oh, we're in the playoffs. You're not in the playoffs yet. Well, it's just because stuff out of our control in our deal, in our division. Secondly, you know how I really, really, really had the deepest sympathy for this morning? Roy Philpott. Long-suffering A's fan. Guy that was tweeting about the A's. Let's go A's, swinging A's, amazing A's. Let's go Athletics. Let's go Oakland. You know, all of a sudden now the guy's been keeping up with their farm system for years now.
Sure, sure.
Oh, boy. Just subscribes to A's magazine and goes on the A's websites about their draft. Can tell you everybody in their minor league organization. Long-suffering A's fan Roy Philpott last night. Really felt bad for him. And so now I guess he's on this morning to studying more about the contracts. You know, what eligible free agents, restricted free agents, things they're going to have now in their organization and what their minors look like, trying to piece that thing back together for 2018.
Sure.
Deepest sympathies to Roy Philpott this morning.
Yeah, no, T's and P's to old Roy Philpott this morning.
Man. Travis in Simpsonville says, oh, by the way, just a quick point. This baseball playoff's pretty good now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun.
You got the Indians and Houston series is fascinating.
We got a lot of sports going on right now. It's good.
It's good.
We got the NFL. We got college football.
Yeah.
We got the Major League Baseball playoffs. The NHL started last night. If you're a basketball fan, NBA's, you know, getting underway here with the preseason. It's good times had by all.
Mm.
Wonderful time of year. It's cooling down a little bit, maybe. It's October, finally.
Ish. Yeah. Montreal got beat last night, well, though, 3-2. Toronto.
Yeah, overtime.
Yeah, I didn't like seeing that.
Overtime.
Didn't like seeing that, but that's okay. Couple things here. Travis in Simpsonville says, heck no, I want Hunter in the fourth quarter at mop-up duty. That would be legendary. Hunter Renfro. You see where Will Spire's now? Back at fourth team, fifth team quarterback, guy who played quarterback in high school.
Will's got enough on his plate with the punting duties.
Yeah. We'll see what comes out of all that. Dabo Swinney did say after practice last night, though, that Cornell Powell the academic issue still has not been resolved, and he is most likely out. That affects the kick return game. To be honest with you, I'm not sure that Powell is even the best option back there, though, and we'll see what comes out of that. Wake Forest will be kicking off. I think Wake Forest will be kicking off several times in this game. I think they're going to score some points. It also affects DK, Darion Kendrick. I think Kendrick has a chance this weekend to get there. It's still going to take him some time, but I think that he's got a chance to make a few plays this weekend. As he gets more comfortable, he's in that Galloway mode right now. He's in that he's where Amari Rodgers and T. Higgins were this time last year, in that with every single week, as he gets a little more comfortable, you know, so many of these routes are run based upon what the defense gives you. For instance, if you see like you line up out there and you look up, say, all right, we got cover zero here, then might be a slant to you. Look up the same play, you got cover two here, it might be a little post corner to you, just depending on, you know, what you're reading out of those safeties and what you're reading out of what kind of coverage you get. Just learning that and just learning, you know, where you're lining up, what the checks are, and all that kind of stuff. It takes a little bit of time. Once he explodes, I think he's going to be a star. Matter of fact, couldn't tell you this. Who was better, Artavis Scott or – who followed Artavis Scott? I guess Ray McLeod followed Artavis Scott. Who's better, Artavis Scott or Ray McLeod? Artavis Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's better
– well, you even asked me before if you know the answer. Right?
I'm just wanting an opinion on this thing. Who's better, Artavis Scott – I mean, Ray McLeod or Amari Rodgers?
Amari Rodgers.
I agree. Who's going to be better long-term, Amari Rodgers or Darion Kendrick?
Amari Rodgers.
Mm-mm. Watch. Darion Kendrick's going to be a superstar.
I know you got a little backroom information. People are whispering sweet nothings in your ear.
No.
Oh, Mickey, guess what? But no.
No.
Amari Rodgers.
Watch.
Guy muffs one punt and you give up on him.
No, I'm not. It's not the case at all. I'm just saying Kendrick's going to be a star here. One of my topics I had, and we're going to do this in the next hour or more, is where does Xavier Thomas fit in as far as the talent level now, and then where's his upside? Let's talk short term. He's the third best defensive end right now. Right, Zach Orr? Question mark? Eyebrows raised? Pitch going a little higher at the end of the sentence?
Xavier Thomas is the third best defensive end right now?
I mean, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant, upperclassmen, made a bunch of plays in their day. High draft pick capabilities? Question mark? Voice going up a few octaves?
I think he has more potential than those two guys.
Short term, right now, you trust those two guys more than you trust him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I need to make a play?
Interesting.
What situation?
Just interesting.
I mean, what's the situation?
Third and seven.
Obvious passing down.
Yeah. You putting that missile in there.
Yeah. We're cocking the hammer there. And we're pulling the stake and trigger. Let's go.
Upside, long term, would you rather be the agent for Austin Bryant, Cleveland Farrell, or Xavier Thomas?
It'd be Cleveland or Xavier. No, it's not a slight against Austin Bryant.
No.
Probably going to be a first-round pick.
No, yeah, exactly. When we come back, I have the article of the highest-paid college football coaches. USA Today had a database now of the highest-paid coaches out there now. I'll give you the top 10 coming out of that, and where Dabo Swinney has actually fallen in this list. We'll get that list to you, too. And did you see where Georgia dismissed the first baseman? They did the right thing, right?
Get this man an extension.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But Georgia did the right thing by dismissing Sasser.
I'm surprised they did it, but I'm glad to see they did it.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll learn a big lesson coming out of all that. Hey, CantyCanFixIt.com, CANTEY, Canty Foundation Specialist, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of you. I love Canty. I love the fact that they can come in, look at your foundation at no cost. It's a no obligation, free estimate. Let them look and see just how serious your problem can be and if you really need to do something. And if you do, then they can do that for you. You know, why not raise it? Why not raise that foundation? Why not make it, you know, brand new again and healthy again? Don't lose your biggest investment. Don't lose your home. Don't lose your business. Go with our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. C-A-N-T-Y. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans out here chirping the Yanks this morning, and I don't appreciate it. I'll tell you right now.
Just.
Three teams in the AL East would have won the NL East this year. People forget that.
Oh, in the AL East?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say even more than that because in the American League, because Houston and Cleveland certainly would have won.
Just in our division.
Oh, yeah.
Would have taken care of that nonsense down there. In the NL East.
Let them chirp, man. You know what? They hadn't had anything to cheer about down there in a while. Let them chirp.
We'll see who's playing later in October.
We'll see. Of course, we've got to play a team at 100 and
108.
Yeah, we've got to play that team.
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, let's come back. Love to hear from you. 1 hour open phone lines more after this.